4 fad diets for losing weight.
Trying to lose weight? Easy. Try one of these fad diets.
1. The 7-day cabbage soup diet. This diet consists of cabbage soup. Basically, you can eat as much of it as you like over a period of a week, and you're guaranteed to lose between 4 and 5 kilos. You lose weight quickly because the food is very low in calories and has nearly no fat content. The problem is that the soup is so tasteless that many people struggle to complete the week. And once the week is up, most people put the weight on again anyway.
2. The Warrior Diet. As part of this diet, you eat very little during the day, but then pig out at night. Apparently, it's based on primitive times, when humans would hunt during the day and eat at night. Many experts claim that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. However, as part of the warrior diet, you shouldn't eat anything for breakfast. From morning till evening, you drink water or have some raw fruit or vegetables, a bit of carrot or cucumber, etc., if you're hungry. You can also have a little green salad for lunch, but without any dressing. However, in the evening, the fun starts and you can eat whatever you like.
3. The banana diet. As part of the banana diet, you just have a banana for breakfast. If you're still hungry 15 or 30 minutes after your banana, you can have a little snack, but not more than 200 calories worth. Then, you eat normally for lunch and dinner. However, dinner must be eaten by 8 p.m. at the latest. 6 p.m. is better. And you shouldn't have a dessert with your dinner or any of your meals. You should only drink water, you should chew your food thoroughly, and you should aim for a 4-hour period between your last meal or snack and bedtime, which is why 8 p.m. is the latest you should eat dinner. Apparently, the banana diet once caused a banana shortage in Japan.
4. The Atkins Diet. This diet was created by Dr. Robert Atkins and was described in his book Dr. Atkins' Diet Revolution, 1972. However, it wasn't until 2003 that the diet became really popular. That year, it was estimated that 1 in 11 North Americans was on the diet. There are few limits on the amount of food you eat, but there are restrictions on what you can eat. Basically, you can consume a lot of protein, meat, beef, pork, etc., fish, salmon, plaice, etc., cheese, eggs and poultry, chicken, turkey, etc., but very little in the way of carbohydrates. Not much rice, wheat, cereals, bread, flour, cakes, and things that are high in sugar, such as sweets, juice, fruit, potatoes, or alcohol. Many people like it because you can eat things that are traditionally regarded as rich, such as meat, eggs, and cheese. You can also cook with butter, have mayonnaise with your tuna, and put olive oil on your salads.
As with many diets, the fact you've decided to go on a diet tends to make you more aware of what you're eating, how much of it you're consuming, and how healthy it is. And in many cases, it works because it makes you eat less.
Happy dieting!